With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A virtual network of patient medical records is under construction by state officials and a newly formed organization in Montana's healthcare industry. Governor Steve Bullock announced Wednesday $19 million in federal funding is backing the Developing Information Exchange. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Big Sky Care Connect is Montana's latest attempt to link healthcare providers so they can more efficiently share patient medical information. Jonathan Griffin, Chief Medical Innovation Officer at St. Pete's Health in Helena, says medical records are not kept the same way by all healthcare providers, and that can make treatment decisions difficult.
If I'm taking care of a patient in a nursing home, it's not okay for me to have three or four different record systems up in front of me at one time to try to piece together the history of a very sick person who needs me to be making the best, most informed decisions possible.
Griffin says Big Sky Care Connect will be a bridge that links pharmacies, urgent care clinics, nursing homes, hospitals, and other providers so they can all share patient data. The idea is that this will lead to better coordination between healthcare providers and eliminate redundant tests and procedures resulting in lower healthcare costs. Griffin sits on the Medical Information Network's board of directors, which is predominantly made up of healthcare executives from across the state. Many of the board members gathered at St. Pete's for a press conference Wednesday, announcing the latest step in the system's development. Through an executive order, Governor Bullock designated Big Sky Care Connect as Montana's single healthcare information network.
Montanans can soon look forward to a complete transformation in the way that care is delivered.
The $19 million from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to help with the system's startup cost must be matched with 10% of the cost from the state or private funds. This is not Montana's first attempt at creating a statewide network to share patient data.
It's the second attempt. I think it's probably the right attempt.
Bob Janicek is the Vice President of Network Operations at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. In the mid-2000s, Montana health industry officials envisioned a similar kind of information exchange to pass medical data from provider to provider. However, that program, HealthShare Montana, failed to get off the ground. Janicek says back then the technology to create the system wasn't fully developed, and he says there were funding disagreements between healthcare providers who couldn't agree on how to use what he described as a Frankenstein system. The board of directors of Big Sky Care Connect says it will cost $50 million over 4 years to connect every physician in the state to the system, and participation isn't mandatory. Mark Lasseau is the chief technical officer at Quality Health Network in Colorado. QHN runs a health information exchange between 14 hospitals and much of the medical providers and health organizations in western Colorado. Lasseau says the success of these kinds of medical record sharing platforms is now less about technological gaps and more about getting people to work together.
It's an awful lot and more about the people, the relationships, and getting people to understand what it is they're trying to achieve and how they want to share information with each other effectively and securely.
He says to start a large data sharing network, in this case containing patient medical history, it helps to have a few big hospitals or providers join first.
The more information in the network, the more value it adds to all providers, and that really helps with the growth.
Big Sky Care Connect is scheduled to begin signing up providers to join its network of patient data later this year. Officials with the new nonprofit say the organization expects to hire a vendor to run the data network this month. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.